Hello and welcome to Pro You Podcast, episode number 441, Embracing Discomfort. I have done that the majority of my life because I've worked out. It's just, you know, you're embracing discomfort. You're going to go somewhere and lift weights and work out. You're going to, heart rate's going to increase. You're going to sweat. Body temperature's going to rise. You're going to, you know, grasp for breath at times. Your body might shake. You know, you might have to sit down. You could get sick, lightheaded. Lots of uncomfortableness can happen. But the big difference is the mental. I couldn't control anything between my two ears. So there was no decision making of I'm going to embrace this or not that or do this. Or it was just mayhem. And now I'm embracing the mental discomfort. And that's, again, the next level stuff. So it was just a kind of a cool morning just to sit down and record the podcast, because right when I thought about, oh, I'm going to record, I was going to foam roller and meditate. And I had this little moment of thinking about the podcast and what it meant and what I've gone through. And just the joy I thought about, wow, I just get to sit up and do this thing that, you know, I think I do fairly well. I'm now, a consistent listener of two other podcasts. And, you know, great dudes, bright dudes, way talented dudes, like, you know, smarter than me. But when I was listening, there was not a part of me that was like, wow, these guys are so much better at talking. I think if you're pretty comfortable with just talking and you're okay with the pauses and you're not trying to, you know, be someone else, you just be you. And there was, again, just a little confirmation, a feel good that, you know, I'm definitely doing something, and thankful, so thankful that I'm doing something that I have an ability to do. And, you know, it reinforces, you know, consistency. You know, I've been very consistent with it now for 7 years, and it's affected me. It's changed me. It's helped me heal. And, you know, it's part of the message of today is, you know, we start doing those little things that are uncomfortable, but we do those little things consistently, and those become huge things because we end up doing those day in and day out, month after month, year after year. And that's, you know, kind of the things I point out about, you know, I'm 57 and a half. You know, these things did not come quick in life. They did not come easily. But they were not any of the good I have, I'm highly aware, was attained through something that was challenging or discomfortable or uncomfortable or unfamiliar. And that's like the cool thing. Like, I'm on the other side. I got this ability now, and I just feel, again, just so thankful that I see what I see. But I know how long it took to get here. I know how hard it was. So that's kind of the moral to the story, is I'm kind of like, hey, come to my well by the water. So this is what I'm doing. This is what I've been. But hey, this is what I'm feeling. Now this is what I'm experiencing. Okay, this is what's happening. But I'm, you know, just that more realistic view. There is bad, there is uncomfortable coming. We should be pretty dope with that. It's part of life. We can't try to avoid dying, because we're gonna die. Like, it's inevitable. And that's kind of where I am, and we're good space about it, and I feel really, really great. And I got a magical email from the Canadian assassin, so I had some stuff to share, and I decided to share it with you, the ones I care about the most. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and enjoy. So it is early in the a.m. on June 22nd of the year 2022. And as far as our weather goes, thus far, it has been pretty mild. Knock on wood. It's a great thing about California. But all morning long, it has been thundering and lightning. No rain. There was a possibility of rain, but I just love that. not super loud, not super bad, but it's just been enjoyable. It last probably a couple hours, hour and a half or so. So embracing discomfort. I feel that's something that I've shared before. I don't know if it's been in a title, but I know I've discussed it a lot. And as I thought about it, I've really, been doing that for a very, very, very long time. Thus, I have found extreme value in it, which I shall share today. I used to yell in my class, get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that was, I haven't taught in 10 years, and I taught for 15 years. So, I was, a very, very long time ago, I was really familiar with part of it, more of a physical. And now, obviously, it's more focused on the mental. So, one thing that happens when I go, okay, I'm gonna record, and I start setting things up, it's like my mind starts kind of reflecting. And I had actually kind of forgot for a moment that I was going to record this morning, and I was foam rolling, just about to meditate, playing with Zen, and then I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to record this morning, that's right. And that just started this kind of thought process. I just kind of started thinking about the podcast, and I was like, it's just kind of cool that, this is number 441. So, obviously done a few, and I've obviously, hopefully, gotten better. But, like the last podcast, it was like over an hour. And I thought, it's just pretty cool that I really ended up doing something that was meaningful to myself and to my path and my journey. But it was something that I could do. And like I stated before, I've never listened to podcasts before. I mean, a handful in my entire life. But one thing that kind of came up in the back of my mind, and I haven't said this to anybody, I hadn't written it down or anything, but I was listening, and it was after a while, because I was just like really into some of the things, that they were talking about, and I was listening. And then there's one point going, this is maybe sound a little arrogant. But I was like, all right. I wasn't like, oh, my God, the way they talk, how they sounded. I mean, what I'm listening to, obviously there's a higher degree of knowledge, education, talent kind of across the board. I mean, that's fine. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about, listening. I've always been fine with, hesitating or pausing and, I probably the first, not even the first year, maybe the first few months or 6 months, I was trying to edit. If there was a long pause where I like just stopped talking and there was air for 5 seconds, I was like, oh, let me edit that. So I dropped every little pause down. I'm like, that's not real life. You don't have to do that. And I just kind of, thought about more of it as acting. It was just like when you talk, it's not like, people would go outside in acting class and they'd hold this paper and they would go, da, 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 da. I'm like, if we were hanging out, at a, a cafe outside, sipping coffee and we were chatting, it would just be a whole kind of different vibe. So just talk. So when you're talking, I'm going to pause. I'm going to have a moment. I might cough. I might yawn. Who knows? But I was just like in the very, at a very early point, I was like, I'm just going to do that. But really getting into these, the On Purpose one with Jay Shetty, I think I've only listened to two. But the Daily Stoic one, I've listened, there's one every day. And I've been doing that for about a month now. So, it was just a little like hug to me going, there, you know what I mean? These guys don't like blow you away in how they sound and their speaking ability. So it was just kind of a cool little thing. And probably didn't even need to bring it up, but it popped into my head. So I have no filter. The other thing that hit me this morning, you know, it's like, oh, you know, it's just the whole, okay, I'm going to record, I'm doing a podcast, I have a pod, you know, like the whole kind of picture kind of lands on me. And I was like, you know, it was like 50 when I was going to start the podcast and the accident and got Zen. And it was pretty much at 51. That was like the first time I thought, okay, here's the decision I'm going to make. I'm going to stop reaching out to people, calling, emailing, texting. I'm going to see what happens. And it got quiet. But because of the accident where I was like, okay, cool. Now I know. The people currently in my life obviously aren't in a big need of my friendship, companionship, conversation, or anything. And I was just, again, I was like in this turning point where it was starting to click prior to the accident, but then after the accident it really did. And I was just like, it's like I set this up like someone sets up a ball on a tee to hit. I was like, it was just like perfect. And I'm like, okay, quiet, good. That means that if I don't reach out, it's fine. And there it was now, 52. Okay, I'm going to go on a spiritual journey. What's that? Well, da, 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 da. And here I am today. But the point was, it was at 51 when I said, okay, I'm going to start living for me. I'm going to be what some might view as being selfish. But I got this podcast I'm doing, and pro you, is deem yourself worthy. Much easier stated, harder to apply. You know, all of those things. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep getting what you're getting. And you know, I guess that's was kind of my wonder. That's my admittance of how hard it is for me to go, okay, I'm going to stop feeling like I'm a son that owes somebody. I'm going to stop feeling like I'm a sibling that owes somebody, that I'm in this, you know, never ending debt that I must work on repaying. And, you know, again, it's with just grand clarity that I look back now at that time as a very good time. You know, I mean, I didn't know, hey, at 48, I'm going to do this, 50, I'm going to do this, and then 51, you know, I'm not, you know, like that Jay Shetty was talking about when he goes, hey, at 21, I'm going to become a monk. He didn't think, okay, I'm going to become a monk, but then after that, I'm going to, and that will lead to, and I'll build, you know, I'm going to become a monk. Like, I'm going into that. I'm going to do that. It wasn't what was after that or what that's going to, you know, oh, that'll be the next step in my evolution to this point. And there's no thought in that. And I thought that was very, very, you know, familiar with me. You know, and just like the podcast, no idea when it started, how it started, that it would end up where it is now. But completely stoked, you know, totally pumped. Like I said, I'm sitting down, you know, foam roller, meditate, and also I'm like, oh, I'm going to record the podcast, and this really dope feeling comes in, and it's like, oh, and then I have these other thoughts, and I'm like, okay, cool, this is all right, okay. And this is something that I wrote down. I've found profound things as of recently because I'm searching for profound things. Because I was like, you know, this movie I keep talking about all the time, and I'm like, there's a show I watch and I keep talking about all the time and referring to it, and then there's this book I read, and I mean, I just can't believe it was just such great confirmation, and it just reminded of me, and this dude was a, you know, this high level monk that had this whole thing planned out, and this, but you know, it resonated with me. You know, and it was, again, all this confirmation that I'm getting. and this was, I wrote down a fourth one because I thought, you know, I have clients, talk to them all, treat them all the same, I'm the same, you know, version of me in front of them all. But Mosher and I definitely have a very, very, very special relationship. And it was, you know, it kind of popped into my head going, you know, he's a very profound dude who's had a very profound effect on me. And I'm like, you know, it kind of like, again, that fell on my path. I trained him for a long time. And, you know, it wasn't until probably we got back. Well, obviously this last time after COVID, his gym shut down. He's like, hey, you want to do online? And poof, that's kind of when it started. We called it, the first one was in the lab. We called the workout area the lab. And this was lab 2.0. Definitely, you know, a profound friendship that's had a profound effect on my life. The book Alpinist, the TV show was Alone, and I say the book Alpinist, the movie Alpinist, the TV show Alone, and the book In Love with the World. So I didn't realize it, but there was another one, and this is getting back to the title now, the Embracing the Discomfort. You know, when you work out, you know you're going to sweat. Your heart's going to pump. Your body parts might shake a little bit. You know you're going to get uncomfortable. But it's like, yeah, I've done this and it feels great. I enjoy it. I'm familiar with it. I like it. I like the, you know, before, during, and after part of it. So I've always understood that, but I had no ability on handling the discomfort in my head, and I just wanted it out my entire life, and I couldn't ever get it out. So when I had this moment one day, I'm like, huh, I wonder if I should do that. I was like, immediately the other part of my brain was like, what? If you, well, I would just tell you, I hate, dislike very, very, very much being cold. It kind of sounds weird being in Minnesota for 28 years. But it's not that I don't think I look back on it and I go, oh, yeah, I like this. It was just, that's what was familiar. That's all there was. I hadn't been anywhere else. I didn't, you know, go anywhere. It was like, okay, this is what the world's like. And, you know, it wasn't until I started traveling and I went to Vegas. It was like three different trips in like 4 months, four or five months, and I never saw a cloud. And I remember thinking, you can just move somewhere where there's no clouds and there's palm trees. And now it's funny because I look at Vegas and it's like the Truman Show. It's completely fake. If you shut off the water to Vegas, it would just, you know, wither away. There's nothing real there. You know what I mean? It's all... it's all maintained and, you know, kept up very, very well, but it's not like real. It's all like kind of pretend. All right, getting off track. So I don't know. I think I even mentioned it on the podcast, but I watched this documentary on this woman who was holding her breath and going underneath the ice and going for a world record long distance. And in the end, she ended up breaking the woman's record and the man's record, and she was underwater for like over 3.5 minutes. And one of the trippiest things was, you know, if anything affected her mentally where she would like get kind of, you know, freaked or shot, it would, her body would react so badly that it was completely deadly. And I don't even know why exactly, because like, oh, ice, I don't need to watch it. Would be kind of like, I would have some organic feeling, like, why do I want to watch this? I hate being cold. And there I am, I just, you know, turn it on, and I talked about it on the podcast, and I didn't really think about it that much after it. I just know the entire, I was just like, yeah, I can't. But there was one line, and I think this is the line I shared. She said, cold isn't pain. And, you know, she said it was something, but she said it's not pain. And it was just like that when the head dog's head tilts, it just stuck with me. And I'm like, it's not. Like, I understood it right away. I go, it's not, you know, you cut yourself. That's pain, immediate pain. You know, there's no question, pain. But it's like when you're cold, I mean, you get to the point where you have frostbite, that's definitely pain. But if it's just cold, and again, I didn't ponder, write it down, reflect or anything, but obviously that stuck with me. And here's why. So a week or so ago, I have this thought and I was like, that's just crazy. And so like the next morning I was training Mosher and I said, hey, I go, this is what happened. I go, I had this thought where I'm like, I should take a cold bath. And I'm like, and I don't know if I said this to Scott before, but I said, you know, I hate cold. And I go, it was just kind of trippy that I would think that. And this is what was so cool about friendship with Scott. But right away, he's just like, well, you know, you're just very familiar with, you know, doing more and more things that are uncomfortable. And you're more and more aware of those things turn out to be, you know, more and more beneficial to you. And I was like, oh, my God, of course. Like, it just hit me. Like, exactly. And again, this is more of a mental thing. I mean, it kind of is a physical thing. But to me, it's just way more mental because in my mind, I'm like, I would never do this. Why would I do that? Like, I hate cold. Like, if I've gotten, you know, if I've ran the bath and for some reason let it, you know, run too long and it, you know, the hot water stops and I go and I feel it and it's not, I'm like, done. I just drain the whole, I'm like, it's not hot. I'm not even going to get in it. I mean, I'm not going to take a warm or mild or luke, you know, I'm like, that's, you know, again, I just have that feeling of that's almost cold. I just, no, I don't want to be cold. I don't want to be. And I don't know when it was, but I go in the bathroom, fill up about 6 inches of water, just cold water, no ice, no nothing. Like, this isn't a big thing. Part of me was like, this isn't a big thing. I'm like, well, it was really, really hard to do. You know what I mean? Like, it took you to like your 57 to even think about something like this. But I know through athletics, you know, athletes taking, you know, cold baths, ice baths are huge. Inflammation, soreness, all that. And you get hurt, you tweak your ankle, you get an ice pack, you put it on there. And again, I've done that. And I remember hating it, you know, putting an ice pack somewhere and be like, okay, I hate this. I don't want to do it anymore. So I turn the timer on right when I start, you know, lowering myself in. And I'm lowering myself slow and, like, you know, the bottom of my legs and my booty touch. And immediately it's that hyperventilating. It's like I can't catch my breath. And it's like, this is what I experience. If I've ever been, last time I think I was in Tahoe, or the last time it was with water, swimming was in Tahoe. Friend jumps in, he's all chill. And I go, okay, not that. And I jumped in and immediately it's like my lungs, like this is how I felt and explained it, but it's like my lungs were squeezed by the cold and I couldn't breathe or catch my breath. And I'm just like, you know, paddling to shore, climbing up the rocks. I get out, I'm like, yeah, not doing that. Not, I was like, yeah, that's just not me. You know, just completely writing that off. But if someone said, hey, is anything, you know, cold ice, cold bath, cold shower, is that good for you? Good for you? Completely. Yes, yes, yes. And see, I didn't have any need for the health benefits of it. But it was the mental thing. And that's why I shared it with Scott. I go, this is just in my head. Like, hey, why don't you do that? It's like, why would I do that? I'm like, just do it. I'm like, no way, I'm not going to do it. And here I was. So hyperventilating stop, you know, starts and I'm just breathing. It's just like, you know, I can't control my breath at all. I just get up. I didn't even drop all the way in. And I look at the timer and it's 30 seconds. And I went, and I didn't even care. Like, there was no, this is why it was big to me. There was no judgment. There was no like, oh my God, that's it. I was like, I did it. I just on a Tuesday said, I'm going to do something really uncomfortable that I hate right now, voluntarily. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast because it's going to be this and I'm going to talk about it. It's just one day. You know, I wasn't, you know, filming it. I wasn't recording it. I wasn't going to share it. 2 days later, I do it again. This time I drop all the way down. Can't catch my breath. About the same exact thing, except I just dropped all the way down again. It was like, you know, maybe 6 inches of water. So it's, you know, basically my legs. And I get out and I look, timer, 35 seconds. I was like, felt like it was longer this time. In my mind, I was like, well, I just keep doing it. And then there was the joy. And I was like, see, this is the turn. And it was embracing discomfort. You need to do it, choose it, you know, voluntarily. So you stay comfortable being a little bit uncomfortable. Because our brains, our souls, our, you know, everything about us craves comfort. Like, that was kind of the dope part about getting to where I was at, was I was very comfortable with myself. I was comfortable with my choices, with my environment, with, you know, who I spoke with, clients, lifestyle. Just, I was just comfortable. And I hadn't been for 48 years, ever. So I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And there was part of that going, all right, well, there was a spiritual journey now. Well, I don't need to really pursue anything. Like, pursuing stuff is what I've done. But I haven't done this. And so that whole journey, when I look back on it, it's totally about embracing discomfort. You know, and that was the big thing with the book. When the author said, you know, I'm going to leave everything familiar so I become unfamiliar to myself. Like, I'm going to put myself in an area where it's completely unfamiliar and I'll see how I respond and where that takes me. And that will be my journey. And I'm like, exactly what I went through. This is what I'm doing. This is what I've done. This is what I'm not going to do. Not really sure what I'm going to do. But this is what I'm not going to do. And that's kind of how it started. But why did it start that way? Well, one day this happened. And, you know, a year before this happened. And it was just this click, 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 click. But I embraced it, though. You know, and even asking for help is uncomfortable. But I embraced that. Going to AA. And not that it matters. But at the time, I'm not an alcoholic. And I knew that going in. But therapist like, look, it's the best free therapy you can get. And again, I was struggling with a bunch of things, and, you know, I was drinking. So to me, it was completely fine to go. It wasn't like I was, you know, impersonating, you know, someone dealing with mental anguish, emotional trauma. And it was sometimes, you know, self-medicating with, you know, alcohol and marijuana. I digress. So 2-3 days later, I went in for the third time. And I controlled my breath. So I had a podcast a few episodes ago that personal growth is quiet. Like, that was one of the coolest moments of 2022. I'll remember it. Like, I hate cold, not getting in cold water, not doing anything with cold anything. And any memory I have of it is me just, you know, hyperventilate, you know, not being able to control my breath. And the third time I did it. And before I took the bath, I was telling Scotty, it's like I was going, okay, I'm like, the old me was like, okay, I'm going to work out. I'm going to spar. I'm getting fired up. I'm like, dude, because I was going to eat. And I was like, dude, you can be out here in 60 seconds and eating. You know what I mean? Go in there, 30 seconds, get out, boom, you're here, you're eating. Just go do it. I'm like, it was just that thing where, like, yeah, I haven't died. You know, I've done it twice, haven't died. Like, it's not that bad. But the mental victory. And then I go in, drop all the way down, and I'm like, just, I mean, I don't know what, you know, muscles or anatomy that you used, but I'm just like, you will breathe normal. And I'm just like, ah. And I was just sitting there. Then I got up and I got out and I looked at the timer. It was 35 seconds. So it took me that long to calm my breath, but I still wasn't in there any longer. But the inside, there was like that boyhood joy of, I don't know what, finding money or, you know, whatever. But I was just so, and again, I still wasn't, I mean, I had shared it, you know, already with Scott, but it wasn't like this, oh, this is going to be the greatest thing. I mean, it was probably like the next day or two, I thought, well, I'm definitely going to share this on the podcast. Because it was like this little thing. You know, I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to spend any money. I was just going, okay, what do I dislike? What makes me feel uncomfortable? That. Why? Watch a documentary. It's not pain. Huh. That's interesting. Well, just do it. Doesn't matter how long you're in, just in and out. Don't judge. Yeah, I'm actually really good at not judging myself. So where's the bad? I get in, I get out. I was horrible at it. Don't care. I couldn't catch my breath. Yep, don't care. You know, should I do it again? Don't care. What if I don't do it ever again? Don't care. You know, the judgment's out, the critique's out. And it, like this, well, what if it's too bad gate? Well, what if I don't come out of it gate? They're all open. It's just, there's no, what if I don't do good? What if I'm not really better at it? What if I don't improve quickly? There's none of that. So I'm highly aware of, again, that day where I didn't meditate and I didn't read and I didn't really do anything. And the next day I did everything. And I go like, that's the fastest turnaround. That's because I've even been pretty good. It was just like a day where I felt a little irritable, a little funky. I mean, not bad at all, but I was like, yeah, I don't want to do it. And I love having that ability where it's like, no, I'm not going to, okay. You know, it's like the whole, the enlightened monks back in the day. They're like, I'm only going to eat one grain of rice a day. And I'm like, dude, you're not enlightened. You're you're lightheaded. You can't even stand up. You know, there's just no way. So I don't want to be that emphatic with rules. That's never served me. But, you know, the majority of the time, 5 or 6 days a week, I know I'm going to be pretty good. Why? Because I'm going to embrace some discomfort. Yeah, but don't you just want to get to a place where you're like, okay, now I'm comfortable and I won and I chilled? I'm like, yeah, I get that. I 100% get that. But how does that serve you? Because bad's coming. Uncomfortable's coming. If you go, oh, I'm going to eat this way. I'm going to eat less. I'm going to portion control. I'm going to cut out sugar. Or I'm going to, you know, run. Or I'm going to join a gym. Or I'm going to go to yoga. Or I'm going to take dance. Or I'm going to walk outside. Or I'm going to go on hikes. Or I'm going to start swimming. You know, none of those things are because it's comfortable. And if you're new at it, well, then it's a whole other uncomfortable. And if you're new to something like working out and you've been, you know, not in the best shape a long time, maybe overweight, you haven't had the best eating habits, that turnaround is, that's exactly what it's going to be, is uncomfortable. So you need to get comfortable with uncomfortable. Well, how do you do that? Well, you don't wait around for bad to happen and go, okay, smile, feel good. Nope. It's the voluntary choices that you make. You know, because I got two clients that are kind of, you know, battling with the weight thing. And I don't care about my weight. Now, I know I've gotten less. I've lost some muscle and I've, like, I'm not as lean as, let's say, 2 years ago. I'm highly aware of that. But I've never looked at myself and went, wow, you're out of shape or you're fat or, oh, my God, you should do something. Because I'm highly aware of what I'm going through physically. And I'm highly aware of how well I'm doing mentally. So in the big picture, I'm aware of how I'm doing physically. I'm thankful for how I'm doing physically. And, you know, the mental game, I'm winning. So, you know, that's the end zone for me. So in the big picture, I'm just winning and I feel good. But I was so pumped. That I was just like, just a random day. And I was like, okay, in 2022, or in, you know, June, nothing written down, just one day. It popped into my head. And I think it was, I don't know, within a week, I did it. And that first one was like, in, out, that, you know, I couldn't catch my breath. There was not a feel good, like, in the act. But I was just like, I did that. I would have never done that, and I did it. Isn't that how it went? Isn't that how I did it? How well I did? No one's grading me. I'm not grading me, but I did that. And then the third one, I control the breath. I mean, what popped into my head was, well, what else is possible? 2022 was also dentist. Or no, that was last year. Was it last year now? Wow, I can't even remember. But, you know, biggest dragon was the dentist. Mental work for about a month beforehand. Boom, went there. Best dentist visit I've ever had in my adult life. And walked, got in my car and drove, and I went, that was the only dragon. Like, I had to go there, and I hated it. And it just never went well. And that was done. And I was like, I don't really care about a whole lot else. If I just get to live the rest of my life and not trip out about the dentist, I'm good. But then you fast forward, and it's like, well, here I am kind of seeking out more discomfort. Why? Well, the books I'm reading, they're talking about it. You know, death has come, and death is part of this life. I've kind of got that. I've never really, you know, thought, oh, I can't. Oh, I don't want to. Oh, it's going to be horrible. I've always thought, like, you know, if it came into my head, it was like, is when I was like, well, that was a good day. I mean, if I happen to, you know, die, this is what I would think. And, you know, then it was the thing of going, man, when I hit 50 and died, I'd be like, that's cool. I felt that. And at 51, I was like, that's kind of cool. I experienced what I experienced, so on and so on and so on. And now I look at the last, you know, 7-9 years, and I'm like, man, I'm completely thankful that I got to experience this part of my life, this part of my journey, if I died. I just think that that's what would be in my head. I'm not trying to brag or lie or anything. It's like, that's, you know, when I think about death, I'm like, cool that I got here. You know what I mean? I got to experience this. I got to walk the earth, this version of me. I'm good. And again, all the stuff that I'm, you know, focused on, Stoicism and Buddhism, is all that stuff deals with, you know, reality. You know, taking out the emotion, just looking at it factually. Everybody here was born, had a life, and then died. That's not a shock. Like, no one should be walking, that person died, can you believe it? What do you mean? Like, we're all going to die. And I get it. People die early. People die unexpectedly. But in the big picture, everybody, like, there's people dying every minute of the day unexpectedly. You know, look at COVID. You know, no one was expecting that. So that's kind of the thing. You have to have that, like, whatever could happen. Like when I, you know, again, I had that moment dropping off my car and getting the transmission fixed. I went to 3 or 4 different places. And I'm like, you know, at some point, one person's going to go, okay, here's the problem and here's how much it is. And that was like my peace. Because like for 2 or 3 days, it's like, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know how much it's going to cost. I don't know who's going to be able to fix it. And I was like, well, here's what you do know. At one point, you're going to find out. And then I was like, okay. So I'm like, and that, you know, those little moments, I start recognizing that I've got this awareness. That, like, what can I control? What can I control? What am I holding on to that I can't control? What have I let go of that I can't control? You know, I start making these observations by walking my path with awareness, and that leads to a better me. So there's the cat, you know, the carrot dangling. Oh, I make these choices. I like me better. I like my life better. It's easier to be me. I'll keep doing these things, but it's not easy things. What was the quote? There's a quote I saw yesterday that said, the important thing is doing the little things. And it's like, but you have to do those every day. You know, so it's like, here's the day, do these little things, but you got to do that every day. And, you know, again, that's how I got here. That's how I got everywhere in my life. You know, one of my biggest, you know, I don't even think it's my quote, but little things done consistently. I mean, I look back, well, how did I, working out, karate, anything, and especially personal growth. It was not, well, you know, on Tuesday I was funky, and Wednesday I woke up and I had changed and grown and I was a better version of myself. That does not ever happen. So here's the almost the moral to the story. Talking now this whole podcast about embracing discomfort, that I've been doing it kind of physically my whole life, but now I'm doing it mentally and the rewards are, you know, wonderful. So deem yourself worthy and do this. And you get in that psyche. So the cold plunge was last week and a half, cold bath. Oh, and then there was the podcast I listened to. This actor was on The Daily Stoic, Jason Aldoni. And I hadn't heard before, but he was, you know, pretty cool dude listening. And one of the things he mentioned during it was cold plunge. And I was like, no way, it's so funny. Because it's like I had taken like two of my little 30-second baths. And it was just funny because, like, again, here's that thing where it's like, wow, I do this thing, and within a couple of days, one of the podcasts I'm listening, the guy mentions it. And he also mentioned about, you know, talked about redefining, you know, success, which was just as okay. Now, again, when you're just aware of like this commonality of verbiage, or you know what I mean, you listen to like-minded people and you start hearing kind of the same things, and then again things are reconfirmed and reiterated. And you know, if I share my experience, I'm like, well, I want that to affect people, like that's really what happened to me. And I'm listening to other people talk about their experiences and it really happened to them, and that's affecting me. So I don't know when it was, probably a 3-4 days ago, I had taken out my morning yogurt, and I don't know what day it was. I went shopping. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to buy cereal. And I kept thinking the last couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, about, you know, just eating the meal and then not having these snacks in between. And I started thinking a lot of the snacks in between, you know, it was Greek yogurt with stuff in it, so I know there was sugar. And the cereal I was eating, there was some sugar in it. And it's like, well, what if I just, and I just really wanted to concentrate, because I never really have done that. Just eat a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner, you know, kind of to the best of my ability. Didn't really care what I was eating that much, but it was just kind of that thing. And I was just becoming aware of kind of not really counting calories, but just how much I was eating. Like, am I hungry? Do I need to eat that? And it, like I said, 4 or 5 days ago, there was just this shift. And I had carrots and broccoli, just, you know, raw as snacks. And I ate, like, you know, what I was, you know, eating for meals was just, you know, just a regular, you know, meal. And at the end of the day, I was like, you know, I just really didn't take in a bunch of sugar. It was just like on that day, I kind of, I'm like, wow, over the last X amount of time, I've really decreased that. Not, I mean, kind of obviously aware of it, but not like, oh, I got to do this because I got to feel better, weight better. I got this in the back of my mind. But it was just clarity of this day where it would kind of come into a head. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. And on that same day, I'm like, I'm drinking more water. And that's one of the things. I mean, I've always drank water. I mean, working out is just what you do. You drink water when you work out. So it's just part of, you know, what I do. But if you go, Tom, do you drink over 100 ounces of water a day? No. Have you ever? Probably not. Probably not ever. So I drink water consistently, but I don't drink water enough consistently. So I'm foam rolling. I'm doing these things for my body. And I'm like, why don't you just do that? Like, why don't you just try to really take an extra water? And I was like, all right, I'll do that. And for some reason, it was probably 6-8 months ago, I take supplements my entire life. And again, can't even tell you why. A part of it, I was like, are they really working? I spend a bunch of money. You know, but I've always, like, 30 years, I've taken supplements. And they just stop. And they're, you know, they're in my cupboard, and I got the little pill box, you know, where I put out today's, you know, pills in seven containers for the 7 days. And I just didn't want to do that. And I just never took them out and just kept going on and on and on and on. I never like, oh, it's this way or it's that way. I couldn't tell. But I hadn't felt like great. But I wasn't like, again, wasn't eating great. Wasn't really working out hard the last 3 years. So it wasn't like I was looking to feel better. But whatever, I was like, okay, I have supplements. They're right there. I'm just going to start taking them again. And then last night, it was the first night when I was like, okay, 7. I'm not going to eat after 7. And I kind of thought of that was all natural. Like, that wasn't something I even thought about a week ago. Like, okay, on this day, I'm going to tighten up this, this, and this. Cut out this, do like, and, but there was just this little bit of me feeling better, which wasn't like, oh, I'm fixed, I found out. And not that I thought my shoulder was fixed, because there's a couple of places where it kind of pops back and forth. And one of the two are kind of a little, you know, tweaked, or the other one is. So I've not been like, oh, now I'm going to work out really hard. I'm going to go back to doing this. But it was that, okay, I'm getting better. I really know, you know, I'm knowing, you know, getting better and feeling better. And I think, you know, I can keep increasing my mobility. I think I can increase my strength slowly. But I'm like, well, what's the other thing I could do? And it's like, nutrition-wise, water-wise. And I'm like, okay, let me do this. Boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, and again, there's this huge part of me that's highly aware, like watching. And I'm like, wow, you're taking these little cold baths and you hate that. Like, wow, you're, you know, you've been in shape your whole life. You've worked out hard your whole life, but you know you're not moving that much. And you know you're not eating that great because you've been kind of comfortable. And you're like, you know, let me embrace some discomfort across the board. Because who wins? I win. Who's worth it? I'm worth it. And that was kind of literally like what I'm excited about. Because it's kind of new. Like that whole thing going, wow, in the cold bath, mentally, like getting stronger, like the dentist, that's, you know, check the box. Now it's fighting the cold, check the box. Now across the board, more water, less sugar, you know, eating smaller amounts just because. That's what I'm selling. That's exactly what I'm selling. Like, that's what's happening to me. That's what's, you know, keep changing, you know, like changing me, improving me is that path. And I just think that, you know, when I talk about the pro you path, like once you start, it just, you know, it's self-propelling, you know. Oh, if I do A, I get B. I like B. I should do A again. And you do C and you get D and you're like, I didn't like that. All right, I'm not going to do C because I don't like D, but I dig B, so I'm going to keep doing A. When I got this email, I was like, I'm putting that on the podcast. It's like I almost wanted to make a podcast just because of this email. Because I had mentioned there was part of me that was like really, you know, just feeling good about what I was saying and taking time off and, you know, just feeling good about the podcast. I'm like, okay, well, how can we, you know, advertise more, you know, get more listeners. And at the same time, I'm going off social media and, you know, I'm trying to get, you know, clients, but I'm like off social media. I'm not going to promote. I'm not going to sell. And I'm like, well, how's it going to go? And I'm like, well, I haven't really got a new client in a very, very, very long time. So I said it, I don't think that like matters. Like what mattered was intuitively, instinctually, I was like, you know what? I think it's just like, I should embrace the getting blocked on Instagram and not go on Facebook and just see how that goes. Like it was just this obvious decision. The next day I felt great. So I was like, all right, cool. That's what I'm doing. And I was like, see, my podcast has just been a verbal journal of my journey, not I have this journey that's designed to acquire more listeners. It was that kind of reminder. And so I got this lovely email from my Canadian assassin. I had mentioned the book I was reading in the last podcast. He replies, "I also love reading!" Exclamation point. That Joseph Campbell book is a classic for storytelling, which all our sharing and experiences are done through. I need to get a copy of my own as I haven't read it all the way through. If I could spend the rest of my days under a tree with a good book on a warm day, learning something new, or making new connections between old ideas, that would be a life well lived. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's one of the, that last line, if I could spend the rest of my days under a tree with a good book on a warm day, learning something new or making new connections between old ideas, that would be a life well lived. I mean, you can't get much more poetic than that. I mean, he's just a storyteller, and he's just fabulous, and he's just overflowing with joy and pro-you positivity, and I love him to death. And then there was a P.S. And this made me smile. Give Zen a big hug for me and have an excellent week. Nico. P.S. The homepage of Libsyn has informed me. In June so far, today being the 15th, we've had almost 1,500 downloads. That's more than we got for the whole month of March, April, or May. Who needs social media? Ha ha ha. And I was just, again, the confirmation. Don't worry about who's listening. That's not on you. That's got nothing to do with you. Do you. You walk the earth, you have experiences. When you have something to share, then you share it. The people that are supposed to listen will listen. And, you know, that's kind of faded in and out of my psyche on, you know, a bunch of things. You can go back to when I did the Sunday morning messages. But, you know, Nico, thank you for sending that, the information, the confirmation, your wonderful poetic note. And just, you know, again, just that thing that if you get on this path, you get on this pro-you path, it gets better. It gets easier to be you. And then it's that same thing I just said. Hey, I like what I'm getting. I'm going to keep doing this. But for some reason, it's like you elevate and you get up higher. And there's like this higher version of you that says, why don't you go here? Why don't you come up this way? Well, it's going to be uncomfortable. So that's part of life. Part of you becoming a better you is embracing discomfort. Now it's like, oh, if I just jumped in a cold pool right now, if I just jumped into something cold, I'd be like, oh, let me see if I can catch my breath. I wouldn't be like in, like just total panic when it hit my body. I'm like, oh, this is not familiar yet, but it's more familiar. So that's the simple equation. If you want to lessen discomfort so you can embrace it, all it is just a little bit more familiar. So, you know, you cut down a little bit of this. You take out a little bit of that. You try your best to do this a little bit more. And those little things over time are what matter. Game changers. Because again, here I am. You know, little things done consistently was not in my head before I started this podcast. But when I look back, it was just step one, you know, step two, you know, in AA, out of AA, out of that marriage, back to LA, trying with my father, trying with my family, you know, accident, Zen, podcast. 2020, turning 55, that was the year it all changed. And now, two and a half years later, it's only gotten better. I've only gotten better. And that's where I am. I didn't have in June in 2020, you know, slay the dentist dragon, you know, overcome your hatred for cold because you're going to start sitting in cold, you know, bath water. It's like none of that was written down. None of that was like, okay, this is what I got to do. I'm plateauing and improving. No, none of that's ever been in my head. But there is this automatic thing that's happening now that just seems to be propelling me forward and also propelling me to be better. All right, I'm going to end here with one of the best quotes. And it's not Mosier's quote, but Mosier shared it with me. What's the best part of smashing your face up against the wall? Stopping. That made me laugh. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy being you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. Thank you for being you. If you have any questions, comments, want to share anything, want to be a client, all my clients are the best they've ever been, and so am I. Just saying. Holler at me, proupodcast@gmail.com, because you are worth it. Welcome to your Pro You moment. Stoked that you are here. Stoked that you chose to be here now. So let us begin to control that which we can. Seated on the floor, legs folded if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck. Shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. We will draw the inhale through the nose, slowing it down. We will allow the exhale out the mouth, and we will slow it down as well. We will keep that rhythm, that flow going to the best of our ability. Else enters the space between your ears, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Well done. There's this part of me that, I don't know, it's like I always feel good getting to this moment where it's the pro you moment. And I'm like, I know what I'm talking about, because it's 180 seconds. But if someone does that consistently, it's the same effect a drop of water can have on a mountain. Over time, it can be magical. And it's these little things that we start collecting along this path. These little choices that we make. One of the biggest ones is how to respond. What to respond to. What to let go of. What to pursue. This is the journey of personal growth. But as I always say, one has to deem themselves worthy of that journey, because it is unfamiliar. It is not easy. And it is uncomfortable. We have to be okay with uncomfortable. It's part of life. We can't get to a place where there is no discomfort. So embrace it to the best of your ability. Deem yourself worthy. One moment at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. Peace and God bless.